Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Like Zoe, mama, I go relentless. What up, Zoe? Relentless. What up, Zoe?
Okay, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is my first time saying good morning on an episode recording.
We're
usually night owls, late night recorders on the Relentless Diaries podcast, but you guys know who I am. Your main host, Zoe, and this is a special... We haven't told anyone we're doing this.
No, this is a secret.
This is going to pop up on people.
It's going to be a surprise.
Special moment as we're here with Cranium.
No sound effects either, so I think we need to do the real applause, you know? The man, the legend.
Yes, the man, the legend. Thank you for having us.
I appreciate it. Love it.
Ideally, I felt like if I were to ever interview you, it'd be like in Jamaica, and it'd be hot. But here we are in November, or December. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're in December in Toronto.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
And we're at Chubby's too, you know? Yeah, so it is.
Yeah, it's a vibe. Little Chubby's Jamaican vibe.
We know the culture.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm Jamaican.
Oh, Mike.
We have one Jamaican, one.
I'm Trini.
Half Trini.
Half Trini. I am half Trini.
I'll give you the half. But yeah, so like I said, you are in Toronto in the winter, which I was like, okay, that's cool, I guess, if you like.
Yeah, I'm used to it. I live in New York, you know?
Yeah. But so. I guess New York winters are comparable. I wouldn't say it's comparable.
Yeah, it's cold. It gets cold.
It gets
worse
cold.
Than here, though?
I mean, not worse than here, but we got our blizzards, too. You know, we get snowed out and stuff, so.
Wait, what cold. You guys consider blizzards, though, is not like when you guys snow, you guys ask us for salt and like plowing.
I mean, so. It gets cold. I tell you, it gets cold.
Yeah.
Trust me. But I mean, we're not that far from each other, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. We're basically like brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters, facts.
Yeah. And like living in New York, how do you enjoy it with like the dancehall scene and like the reggae? Like reggae is very close. Like so Toronto and New York are like sister cities.
Yeah.
Dancehall and reggae is very big here. Obviously, Toronto, you know, we have a huge Jamaican influence and huge Afro influence as well.
Yeah.
How do you see that like parallel between the two cities?
I mean, as a Jamaican kid growing up in Jamaica, I feel like we all have a family member either in New York, Toronto or London.
You know London, I mean?
Yeah,
you're
it's
right.
Just like, you
a
know,
little
this,
Florida.
Yeah, this is like our little spot where everybody have an auntie or uncle. So I could see how the music really, you know, play a big role in even connecting us with back home also, because you have a lot of kids who migrated young, but we still feel like we're at home because of the music, obviously, and just you come back in a city where everybody, like, there's so much Jamaicans everywhere in this place. Like, I was walking down the road, they said, my Jamaican, yo, what go on? You know what I mean? And so I feel like as far as the influence with the music, I feel like it would always be around or be strong because it's as far as influence just being here. Yeah,
I feel you. And with your new EP, In Too Deep, I listened to it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I did like it. It's different.
I listened to it too. Like, I ran it back a few times.
Yeah,
actually.
Respect.
Yeah,
not that what, like, you're... I'm not gonna. I hate the word toxic, so I'm not gonna use it. But you're very like you know exactly what you are, and like funny enough, you probably don't remember, but like you know when like Clubhouse was a thing.
Clubhouse, yes.
We were in a few rooms together.
Really?
That's when like I kind of like got to like know you a bit for the first time.
Okay.
So that was interesting. People were like asking all the questions about like dancehall and like you being like a toxic king and all that stuff like that. But I didn't really get that vibe on this album, which is or this EP, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I always say like the first song and the last song are the two biggest things. People don't really listen to the last song of the album so much, but I'll listen to the last song.
Yeah. I do. I think they're important.
Special Woman is your last song.
Yes.
Which is very different based on like Nobody Has to Know and Gyal Policy.
Yeah.
So where did that come from?
Cause I just wanted to I feel like with my music, this EP, I wanted to widen vocally who I sing and show a more like cooler side, softer side, and I wanted a balance. I feel like the EP is so much balanced.
Yeah.
And you could get the Gyal Policy element or the raw last night elements in the No Regret or like the 6 in the Morning.
Yes.
And then you know you get like a reggae record like early in the morning, then with them and Drill, we have the Paranoid. So Special Woman to me is, as I said, more of a sweeter side, you know, like a nicer cranium.
And did someone like inspire that song?
Not necessarily. I feel like all women. I feel like every woman. I think it's a situation where I wanted a song where a woman can feel appreciated and feel loved on the EP rather than me just always in that, you know, I do. Yeah.
You know, speaking of that, you know, because you got this reputation, you know, your cranium, you know, Nobody Needs to Know. And this album's got more of a R&B tone to it. You know, some R&B artists, they're real lover-mans. They want to scream their love for their girl at the top of the rooftops.
Out in the rain with the boombox.
Yeah, you know. And that's not that contrast from you. But, like, you know, I hear songs like Special Woman. And I think, you know, like, what would it take from a woman to make you want somebody, shit, if everybody want to know? Like, what would it take to get you there, you know?
I don't think that is something that will happen in no time soon.
No time soon.
Really? Yeah, I feel like privacy is the key to a happy relationship. Mm. I feel like sometimes you have guys who use that term to basically have them own way and do their own thing.
Right.
You know, having 2, 3, or 4. You know, but for me personally, I feel like we live in that time where everybody want to expose everything. And when you let in so much information to so much people, it causes a lot of hectic situation.
You believe in the evil
eye? 100%.
Yeah. I'm on the fence because a part of me is like, you know, people love out loud when they feel safe, right? So when you feel safe in your relationship and you obviously trust this person, like, it's not a bad thing to like post them and all this stuff. But then it's kind of like people are bad minds. So I don't know.
And it all depends on your feel. You know? I think you have a lot to do with your job title. Your job your job title make it difficult on your relationship. Depends on how you want to go about it.
And a sentiment you always echo, love is blind. And I kind of believe you on that too. Yeah. It can kind of just make you.
Yeah, my love is blind.
Tunnel vision.
You believe love is blind?
Sometimes. I mean, I've dated girls before. I thought I was beautiful. When we broke, I'm like, yo, this is a dragon. I was dating, you know?
So, hey.
I hope they don't hear this.
Yeah, but it's true.
Hey, it happens.
I wouldn't say love is blind.
No.
Per se.
It's blinding.
The blinding. I'm telling you, there's a lot of awakening when you break up with somebody. You see things that you never realized while it was with them.
Yes. That is very true.
So it is blind.
It's like a veil is lifted. Like you can see things clear, you know?
Right.
Love blinds.
Yeah, love is real powerful. It's a powerful thing. Like people play with it like it's a joke. It's not a joke. Mm-hmm. Like it's really a powerful thing. So as I said, I've dated girls when me and him left and it's a walking straight dragon used to date, you know, like it happens, you know.
Yeah. So do you, well, so obviously you believe in love, but like, do you believe in marriage? Like
marriage?
Yeah.
I mean, 100% based off my take on marriage is a complete understanding that a paper doesn't mean anything.
Very true.
You know what I mean? If it's a situation where, what most women married for? Status.
I don't think so. Not status. I would say it's definitely like, because I grew up in a household, like my family's Jamaican.
Yeah,
my grandparents,
too.
Before my grandfather passed, I talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah.
They were married for 60 years. My grandfather passed right after the 60th anniversary, so he pushed to get to 60.
Yeah.
But like, I've been around marriage my whole life, and like, I just love marriage. I love the commitment. I love the whole point, like building a family with someone for your whole entire life and like growing together. Like, so, but I feel like we talked about this before, like our generation, it's very surface level when it comes to marriage, right? And that's why divorce rates are so high.
Yeah.
So I always like to ask, especially men, if they believe in marriage now, I want to get married.
I mean, I believe in it. I just feel like there has to be some understanding that a paper doesn't change a situation. And I feel like some people change immediately when they get married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some women feel more entitled when they get married. They feel, you know, there's different.
I got a ring now.
You said about status, though. Do you feel like you would want a woman, like, of equal status or, like, on the same stature? Because you're someone of big stature, high profile.
It doesn't matter to me.
No? Okay.
Yeah, if I like you, I like you.
Yeah, you
yeah.
think so?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I don't have a specific requirement of dating. Mm-hmm. If I meet someone and I like them, I just like them. I've been in a situation where I met a girl who doesn't know who I am, and it's just fun.
Yeah. Know?
And if you like them, you'll be posted up watching House of Dragons with them, no matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah, House of Dragons, yeah. Game of Thrones. Facts.
I don't watch Game of Thrones. You know, I've never got into it.
That's the best. That's one of the best series ever dropped to me in history.
That's really? What they say. I've tried it. I never,
how far
I never
you got
into it. I got like two episodes in.
That's the problem.
I got to do three or four.
You have to do like, I catch on like four, because the first three is like explaining who is who.
Okay. Mm.
So it doesn't get interesting until like, I'm telling you, I hated it at first.
Yeah.
Because somebody got me into it. Just, you need to watch it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not watching this foolishness.
Is it
and
a Jamaican thing? Because my cousin, who's from Yard, he loves Game of Thrones.
That's
like
one of
the best things. Like the exact thing. Like it's the best show of all time. Everything, politics,
yeah,
all that
it's
stuff.
A great, it's like it teaches love. It teaches I feel like for me, it teaches me the power of balance between knowing when to love and when to hate.
Okay.
It's very interesting, man. And as a person, oh, if you're a family man, you need to watch that. It teaches you like how important family bloodline is, mm-hmm. and like what family do. Like it's just families beefing against families.
Right.
And just taking risk and chances and sure that the good sometimes ain't. Need to be good, and sometimes when you're bad, you need to know to show love even though you're wicked. That is crazy. Like, you have to watch it.
I've had a lot of people try to convince me to watch Game of Thrones. That was the most compelling.
That was a really good argument.
You change, it changed you.
Yeah.
And it changed your look at your friends and people. I swear to God.
Okay.
It made me change how I look at people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start it with the end of the year.
Me too. I got to try it again.
But even to go off, I know you're talking about R&B.
Yeah.
I'm getting into Afrobeats now. I've been into Afrobeats for a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, I'm really like diving deep into Afrobeats. I enjoy Afrobeats a lot.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm Jamaican, so dancehall comes first to me always.
Yeah.
And then Afrobeats is a very close second.
Okay.
And I have, so in your Apple Music description, it says like, you know, the dancehall smooth operator flirts with Afrobeats and R&B.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, because I think 2022 Afrobeats took the dancehall crown.
Mm-hmm.
Dancehall is usually number one for when it comes to like, you know, international genre. We usually take the crown
100%.
Every single year.
Yeah, go ahead.
But
my preference.
2022, I can say, as a very proud Jamaican who also loves Afrobeats, Afrobeats did take the crown this year. As long as we don't lose to Soca.
Yeah.
Sorry, if there's any Soca lovers in the building. As long as we don't lose to Soca, I'm okay. But we did lose to Afrobeats this year.
Yeah.
How do you feel about how hard Afrobeats came in 20, like between Burna Boy, Wizkid.
So you've called it like a movement before.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not,
like,
yeah, that's what I was saying. And the thing is that it's not like you lose. I wouldn't say it's a lost situation. Mm-hmm. In
I'm so
two,
proud for like, we lost, I'm kidding.
In the early 2000s, mm-hmm. 2001 to 2005, dancehall was the most dominant music, right? Because it was fresh to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It became very fresh to a lot of people, you know what I mean? And especially in America, I grew up in New York. I went to school in New York, so I know what who Sean Paul is.
Yeah,
I know the impact of T.O.K. and Baby Shaman, Beanie Man and Born to Killer, the No Doubts, like all of those records those time. And we have to understand that Afrobeat's been around for a while, right? And I thank God every day that I get the chance to go on tours and see the world. And early in 2013, I was hearing Afrobeat everywhere I was going. And that's why I put out the song Can't Believe It Me featuring Wizkid, which is one of my biggest records. And that's from 2014.
Yeah.
So, you're on that early.
Very early.
Yeah. So I've seen it. But what we fail to understand as music listeners and music lovers is that there is a thing called internet that makes the world smaller. You understand?
Makes it smaller.
Makes the world very small. So you could look at something in Nigeria in 10 seconds that never used to happen before.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaica is 2.3 million people. Nigeria, the city alone, is like 245 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine everybody have access to internet and access to phone. So now you're hearing something you never heard before,
mm-hmm.
but it's always been good, which is Afrobeat.
Right.
So the access of people's ears is now spread on a wider mass if you conceive the music. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Absolutely. So they're having their moment. There's nothing you can do about it. And I feel like there's bigger Afrobeat artists putting up bigger numbers than a lot of rappers that we love. So it's not only dancehall. Because Burna Boy is doing stadiums. Some of your favorite artists who's big as hell cannot do stadiums.
Yeah.
The number is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the average Afrobeat artist who's popping is like 7 million followers. and you probably have one record. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? While as a dancehall artist, you got to get the African people, then get the American and get the Jamaican for the numbers to look the same, because right. we don't have the number of people. So you can't really compare Afrobeat to dancehall. There's no way. And that's what I said. No, Bernie said on Madison Square Garden. I don't know if that baby can do it. A little baby can do it right now. I don't know. You know, it depends.
You don't think little baby can sell?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. Me no know, you know. Yeah. But what I say is, on the level that Burna Boy is doing it around the world, is not that easy.
Yeah.
Because, as I said, the it's a numbers game.
Burna Boy is on a great...
Numbers don't lie. Whiskey, the same thing. They have the numbers, man. The average Afrobeat artist on Instagram, check the following. It's no joke.
Yeah.
I think North Americans can sometimes be ignorant to that, you know?
Yeah. Super ignorant. Oh, yeah. God, yeah. I think...
We talked about this
all the time. We've talked about this a lot of times.
It's their time. Like, it's their moment.
Right.
You know, as I said, they're getting their Champal, their Shaggies, they're getting their Shabaranks, their Supercats. Like, all the artists that made an impact in dancehall, Afrobeat is getting their chance to make their impact with their artists and their stars. You know right. what I mean? And then it's no different in the Latin world. I don't know why we keep forgetting that Bad Bunny is one of the biggest artists in the world.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Because you know what I mean? So, said that and people lost their minds on yeah. it. They were like, how dare you? Why would you compare
Bad Bunny is no joke. You know what I mean? J Balvin is no joke. Like, these artists ain't no joke. Despacito is one of the biggest records that came out in the past, what, 5, 6, 7 years?
Yeah.
Don't play that.
We said Bad Bunny's first album was 2018.
Come on.
Like, the trajectory is... Yeah.
So it's not just dancehall, you know, it's just a wider world that is having access. But for me personally, I just feel like for the level of what dancehall has contributed to the world, is there's nothing to me that's ever gonna be that.
I agree.
Like, for a small Jamaica is tiny. Mm-hmm. So for the impact and the influence that we have over the world, like, you can't. And a lot of sound have that dancehall element anyways.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You know, how do you feel about, like, the crossover process of, like you said, the world's very big and the internet makes the world smaller, but obviously a lot of artists, international artists, want that crossover into North America. How do you feel about getting that crossover? Because Burna Boy to me was always big, you know what I mean? But his biggest song was Last, which was a sample of Toni Braxton. He wasn't mad enough, right?
Yeah.
So when I talk to people, these UK artists like Central C and the Doja song, he sampled
Blow Your Mind.
So how do you feel? Do you have to sample like a North American song to get big here? Like, how do you feel that crossover? What's like the magic?
There's no magic. Yeah. There's no magic. There's no blueprint. There's no outline. You know? I feel like it's a situation, you make good music and eventually it catches.
That's,
you know,
very
and I give thanks that we have a internet that makes a guy who doesn't have a label get an opportunity to get a record in. Right. You know what I mean? To get exposed. And I feel like that's the world that we're in right now. We're in a singles world.
Do you feel like with the internet and there being so many different platforms and ways you can utilize it, do you feel pressure ever, or like that you have to be doing a TikTok or something for Instagram? Like, none of that affects you?
No, I don't clone up myself.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a clone.
All right then, okay.
Yeah, for me, I don't care about none of that. You know, I put out music and when it works, it works.
Yeah.
And if it don't work, I go back to the drawing board. That's what I look at. I like artists who is very bold and brave to do certain crazy things, because I've seen some crazy stuff. I'm like, yo, I respect you, you know what I mean? Because I don't have the heart to do that, you know what I mean? I'm just a natural, purist musician. I don't really, you never really hear criminal in mix up. I don't do mix up, you know, when I really do clothes, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
With the music too, just something, because I've watched you talk about your creative process and, you know, you'll cut songs and you'll kind of go in the booth and you'll freestyle some of them. And then I hear this EP, you know, and it's like short, but so many good, so like every single song bangs, you know? What's your decision-making process for choosing songs, you know? If you've got like 10, 20 songs, you got to take that down to 7 or 6.
So
what do you do? Like, do you play it in clubs? Do you get like...
like feature?
For me, it's more of a feel thing, and then it's more of a friend around me thing. So I'll send you 3 songs, I'll send her 3 songs, I'll send my friend 2 songs,
the people closest to you,
and then I make each one pick which song they love the most, and then I put it to the side and I send back different songs to different people. And so I make the most selected songs by my friends or people. That's the one that I use.
Okay.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah,
I feel like that's really unique. Like, that. I feel like more artists should do that. Yeah, you know, it should be the people closest
I like honesty. So for me, it's like I don't get, I never felt any way while somebody said I don't like a record.
Yeah.
That's why you never hear a Wack Cranium record. because it won't get to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I feel like you have to, you're obviously blessed because you have a good circle that will be honest with you.
No, they've said
I feel like a lot of artists, you know, might have a lot of
a bad
yes
circle.
Men at the table. Where
not necessarily sometimes, you know. You know, so that's not true sometimes. Yeah. I feel like sometimes it's an egotistical thing with the artist himself. Because I think friends tell him to say, I don't know, I don't like this. Yeah. And they'd be like, oh, you don't know. You know, there ain't nobody
gonna take the criticism.
But you're open to criticism.
Oh yeah, I'm 100%. I don't. I feel like music is not made for my ears. It's made for people's ears.
That's
so
very true.
Not because I love it as an artist. And some, it's like a cameraman, for example. Like I hate some of them. I'm gonna tell you why. So when they take pictures, right? For example, when a cameraman take a picture, right? They do not necessarily take the picture that you think you look good in.
Right.
It's the quality of how the picture look for them. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Like they say, yo, this picture is
yeah,
us.
No,
yo,
I know. Exactly.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So be like, yo, send my other picture them. You know what I mean? And then when you take it, and if you ever try to re-edit it, they get mad.
Why would you post this one?
You get what I'm saying? So it's not in a bad way, just that from their eyes, they're trying to give what the best image of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But at the end of the day, their picture have to be right. The quality of it look right. You know what I mean? Because they're going to be judged by other photographers or whatever it is. So for
that
me, I
true.
Take myself away from that and say, you know what, I'm gonna say it to my friend and whatever they say it is, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I, yeah.
But what do you think is like the biggest misconception with like dancehall music? Because like I said, I'm not cantankerous, but I'm competitive.
Yeah.
And I'm a prideful person. So okay. I'm always like dancehall versus soca, you know, all this stuff.
Okay,
and
okay.
Okay, listen, like I said, I don't mind soca.
Yeah.
I'm not like a genuine soca.
I understand. You just don't love, you just don't love, it's not something you love. Yeah.
So, but people are like, oh, you know, dancehall's always juking out all this and violence that, and soca's more happy and like, that's like, I feel like that's a misconception about dancehall. No, like, what do you feel?
No, dancehall's very aggressive. I'll be fair. It's very aggressive, and
maybe
it's very.
I'm an aggressive person. I don't care.
Yeah, it's very. We're very aggressive.
It aligns with you, so.
Right?
And we're very raw.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing about dancehall, what made dancehall is that we are one of the most purest music.
Mm.
Like it's very like.
Yeah.
It's real.
Right.
Like, I don't know, joke thing. Like certain man say certain things that they really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain man sing about a woman and him really a gallus. You know what I mean? I've never had a girl complain, ever. You know.
You never
mean?
Had a girl complain?
Nah.
Not even about gal policy.
I'm talking about the music, like my music when me make. Like, a girl will try me because of things when me sing. Like, you really can't do what you say, you do? Like, try me.
Yes.
Yeah? And I've never had a complaint before, so I sing real stuff. So,
okay.
That's what I mean. So, mm-hmm. For me, I feel like our music is just straight, raw. And I don't mean raw as being in, like, X-rated. I'm talking raw as in real.
Yeah.
It's very real. There's no sugarcoat. We just
authentic.
Do what we do, and it's very authentic. And I feel like some of the time, that's the big misconception that our music is just always about certain things. But I just feel like we sing about reality, you know what I mean? We sing about things that we face on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean,
rappers shoot the most people in the world, and they're dying for real. Like, at least, like, think about when last a dancehall artist got killed.
Oh my God.
You know? Let's be real. Like, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. We sing all these aggressive things, but we don't necessarily say we are going to do it.
Right.
We sing it, you know what I mean? And a man knows they don't play around. And it is what it is. But in rap music, people is dying for real.
That is very true.
So that they need to look at their music more than look at our music scenes, right? You know what I mean? So, yeah.
That's something I wanted to ask. You know, killing aside from hip-hop and drill, you know? Like, I love the track that you have with B Love. Are there other hip-hop artists that you'd want to collaborate with or make tracks with?
Because
I also know you're from New York. You said you went to high school. Prodigy.
I used to be around Prodigy from Mobb Deep. You know, so I used to be around Tony.
You're around
them.
Those rappers.
For me, to be honest, I don't really have I don't have a specific artist I want to work with ever.
Yeah.
It's more, I swear, it's more of like when I make a record and I feel like this artist is on good and then I reach out to them.
Okay.
Yeah, so I love art. So me,
I like that song with Queen Nigel.
Yes. Oh,
it was really good.
Amazing.
You can hear the Afrobeat influence in that one. That was really
it was nice. Produced by Afrobeat artist too.
Nice.
I mean, by Afrobeat producer, by the way.
Yeah.
For me, as I said, it's like I like music. So everybody who have a sound, I like their sound.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't have a favorite artist that I'm saying I'm gonna work with this person. It's more like, as I said, if I make the record, I'm like, yo, I'm not gonna lie, Tory Lanez gonna sound fire on this, and I reach out.
Oh, I love it. I think that's one of my favorite songs by you.
Yeah, we can.
Is like a really, really good song.
Yeah.
And obviously, Tory Lanez has that very good.
Yeah, balance of
balance
sound.
Where he can definitely go,
tone.
You know.
Yeah,
him being from like what Brampton, Toronto area, you have that influence of Jamaican. Yeah, he knows how to balance 100%. It and go back and forth.
Have you turned 10 or old though? You guys have, even if you're not Jamaican, I just see the influence in the talk and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why it's real and you can't fake it, you know? Like, it's very much like the most
authentic
thing.
They say like
thing.
Toronto slang is like what? Like patois, Swahili?
I don't know what it is, but it's cool. I love it. You know? Yeah,
you like
I like it a lot.
Oh, you've heard it here first. People hate our slang and they hate our accents. We get flamed all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe because it's a thing where I'm proud of the influence of Jamaica.
Yeah.
Maybe I think that's what it is.
I think that's what it is. Yeah, because people, in like, especially in the States, when they hear Toronto accents, they're like, yuck.
Yeah.
And so why do you guys think you're Jamaican?
Yeah, actually. Like, people, like I said, like most of Toronto are products of immigrants, right? Like my parents are immigrants, so it's like most of us being like first generation Canadian, we hear the slang at home, we hear the patois at home, you know, we hear. So it's like, you mesh it in when we're all getting a room together, and you know, it just kind of makes this weird Toronto slang accent.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Wagwan, my you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the way that we twang
are
it
you
is
dumb?
Different.
Yeah, the inflection.
Are you dumb?
Are you dumb?
Are you dumb is
a common
big
one.
Oh, yeah. You've heard that one?
No. I heard a girl say, yo, you butter. I didn't know what that mean.
You
what is
butter?
That? Yeah, it was so weird.
Butter used to be like when
like
you're good
a,
looking.
That's an old one.
That's an old one. Like, oh, like he's butter. That used to be like he's good looking. But I don't know what the new
it was weird.
term
okay.
for butter.
I remember
that. That was here?
Yeah, it was here. It was a while. Like, yeah. You butter. I was like, what?
Butter?
You
she
can't
might have been curse. Calling you good looking.
Oh, it was a compliment.
It might have been a compliment. Hopefully, it was a compliment. I think butter is a compliment from what I know.
That's crazy.
But yeah. Okay. To close this. Okay, so we do this thing on the podcast, right? We started it.
Yeah.
It's called the Relentless Draft.
Okay.
Right? You know how drafts work.
Yeah.
So basically, so our theme for today is side piece songs.
Okay.
Okay. So it's going to be.
You've heard of side piece songs.
You're very
songs,
familiar with
right?
side piece songs. So what we're going to do is.
Side piece songs.
Yeah. So you're going to get the choice of five, right? So you're going to be our ref.
Yeah.
You're very good at being our ref.
It's a draft.
We're going to verse each other.
Okay.
So, we don't have a coin to flip. Well, you're a guest, so you can go first.
Okay.
So obviously, the objective is to build the best team. So you want to build the best five side piece songs on your team, and we'll go back and forth.
Okay.
So welcome, everybody, to the Relentless Draft featuring special guest Cranium.
Yeah.
We're obviously going to give him the first pick because he is our guest. What's your first pick for what are we doing?
Side piece songs.
Side piece anthems.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Coming out swinging.
That's a good one.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Mm.
If being bad, being without you. That's like the most. That's like for me and my music that I sing, that is like the most classic side piece song. Like the man is basically telling the woman. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Even though I have my wife at home.
Yeah.
And my kids there.
Good number one pick.
That's really good. Okay, come. Now I'm nervous. I didn't know we're going
that's
that
fine.
Deep. Okay.
Look who you're facing.
I know.
We're going to
stop.
The root.
Does If Your Girl Only Knew by Aaliyah count?
I think so.
I think that counts as a side chick
song. That's a good one.
That's a side chick song.
Okay. Okay, good. We got our first pick.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Who's next on your
round number two, Cranium on the clock.
I'm going to go with Mrs. Jones.
See this man didn't come to play today.
Okay.
Mrs. Jones.
Do you know Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
Yo.
We both know it's wrong, but it's just too right to let it go now. Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Okay.
I'm cheating. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Shaggy. It wasn't me.
That's a good one.
Okay.
I'm gonna go
round three.
Round three. I'm gonna go with Gyal Policy.
Take off.
I'm gonna.
I'm
going to
put as number two. I'm like, I don't know
if
I should take it.
I mean, technically, he can do a whole five of his own discography.
I'll go with Gyal Policy.
I don't know what you're going to do with that.
Well, I'm going to go with Nobody Half Enough.
But
number three.
Good swing.
Fight fire
we
with
got,
fire.
I know,
so
we got two more.
This is neck and neck kind of right now. Round four, Cranium on the clock.
I'm going to go. How much is it? Three? Three, three?
It's three, three right now. We're round four.
We have two more picks. You got four.
We need two more picks. Okay. I'm going to go with. Is it a side piece song though? Yeah. I'm going to go with Dexter Dubs 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
that's a side piece song.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a side piece song.
Meets the criteria. DJ agrees.
I'm going to go with Shensia. Side chick anthem, obviously.
Okay.
Side chick song.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's definitely. What?
Exactly. We'll see what the comments say.
She's literally talking about being a side chick. This is the side chick song.
Okay.
She's in but her for
me personally, I feel like when you come into side chick songs, that's a dope. By the way, that's
that
song was everything in the pandemic. That you know, between that Gyal Policy and Bring to the Owner Alexa in the COVID, that was so big up Shensia, because that song was a part of that patch for those for dancehall that year. For me, side chick song is supposed to be a song where you're saying it, but you're not really saying it. But you have to just look through it, if that makes sense.
I feel you.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I'll hold it. Yeah. I'll hold that L. But I'm keeping my list, though.
That's a good description.
Okay, what's your
closeout? Yeah. So my close
your center, your five, final seven. Round.
Gonna be... I'm not going to use any of my songs because this one that's definitely...
It's kind of not fair.
Because Can't Believe I is a dope song, but I'm going to go there. Okay, so I'm going to go... let me go back in the books. You want to go first?
No, yeah, you got to go. We got to keep the same rhythm.
Last one is going to be Side Chick song. Most classic. I can't think of one. Off the top of my head.
I have one in my mind, but I don't think it's good, so I don't want to say it.
You can say it.
You can say it.
You think I should say it?
Yeah.
It's very corny, though.
It's fine.
Do you know Official Girl by Cassie and Lil Wayne?
Official Girl.
Yeah, it's like an old, like...
You can go again.
It's very, like, yeah.
You can go again. The last one is going to be...
I don't know what my fifth one should be. The Boy Is Mine?
It could.
Yeah, I think it could. It's kind of because are they both side pieces? Are they both? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think The Boy Is Mine could definitely be.
But that's a dope one.
You can give it
that's
to
a
me.
Good one. I'll give it to you. Actually, I'll give you a clap. That's a fire one.
Okay.
I'll give you a clap. That's a fire one. Okay,
wipe the official girl from the clock.
I'm gonna go with. Because it is a side chick song. Mm-hmm. But it's a flip. It's a side. This is for the woman now. This is when the woman is like, yo, I'm going to give a man bun, but in the panty side.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with, because of the conviction and how bold it is, I'm going to go with Berris Aman. After one dance on the floor, she came back one for more. I don't know what it is that I got. Yeah. I'm going to go with that. Because basically he was talking about him being in a party and she had her man there.
Yeah.
Side dude activities.
Yeah, but he couldn't really get a time to talk to her.
Right.
And then after, he went to part two and he said, she loves me now.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So I'm going to give it to him. Yeah. What's that song called? It's
I don't remember.
PB. Best Aman Side Chick song. What's that song they call again? Oh, my God. Step aside. Yes. No. Step aside now.
Step aside. Okay.
And that is not the same song, but I'll give him that. Step aside.
That's interesting because didn't Usher do something similar? Like Usher did Love in This Club. They did Love in This Club Part 2 with Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like both in relationships, but like, you know, they're in the club and they're eyeing each other.
Hey,
and
this it's side dude, side chick behavior either way.
Well, that's a dope. That's a dope.
That was a good.
Yeah, right? Y'all both. Y'all I know both I win,
but.
Yeah,
it's dope. But yo, I'm not going to lie. I was so young singing that song, but I didn't realize what the guy was really saying. Like that song, the first one I said, he said, yo, if loving you is wrong, I don't want it. And you know what's crazy? Just a side topic as I go to speak, just to come off the subject for a second. My mom said to me that, yo, your music is so rude and raunchy and talking about cheating and stuff. And I'm like, yo, the difference with my music is that we get to the point. Our generation get to the point. The man in back in the day is a lie. Like the artists back then, there was some manipulative people. Like that's like if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If a man looking in your eyes and really like you and say that to you, like Jesus Christ, come on.
You know so all of them were lying. All the begamons and everything. They're lying.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with somebody else.
Yeah,
I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by myself. Wicked. Wicked. Them man, they lie.
Nah, you're onto it. That one. That is a good one.
I'm telling you.
I can't believe your mom thinks that your music is raunchy.
Yeah, she thinks it's very raunchy. Yeah, she doesn't really listen to my music like that.
Whoever wrote, I mean, you wrote Gal Policy, obviously, but I know
I freestyle that record, actually.
What?
God. Swear to God. One take. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Swear to God and everything I love.
Like, off the top.
I had 10 minutes in my session left, and the guy sent me the beat. Short out Javi, he sent me the beat. And I said, let me just take a try off of it because I keep telling him, I'm going to do the record.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, I'm going to drop this record. He had Mavado, Alkaline, Jamil. I think I was one of the last person I've recorded on a beat. And I was in the studio, and I was like, you know, let me just do it. And the first thing came to my mind was, no girl, my fuck can't stand a drama. And
oh, the rest was classic.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you just went off.
Nobody has to know too. One take.
What?
Yeah. Y'all can't
believe that's her. Really
that's impressive. Crazy. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because for me, it's like a premeditated things that I want to talk about in my brain.
And you're living that.
Not really.
No, yeah, it's not. Premeditating it.
Yeah, premeditating it. That's the best way to put it. No, I live my life. I'm a good guy now, though.
Now
I'm changing.
Yeah, you gotta change.
I just feel like as a man, I feel like in like people always say, "Yo, do you think it's right to have like two women?" And I'm like, three is fine, you know, for a balance.
Three is company.
And
yeah.
They all need to know about each other, or is it like?
I just feel like one is a headache.
Okay.
So it have to be a balance.
Yeah. Two smart ones, one idiot girl.
That kind of makes sense, but I would say idiot still. But I would say idiot still.
Man, that sounds a lot.
But I just feel like. I've never seen a plane fly with one wing, you know. So you know, I just feel like you need a balance in life, you know.
No, being the woman at the table, absolutely not. Yeah, we're gonna wrap that up right there because I know men are gonna love that one.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for thank having so us. Happy. This has been a really great conversation. Yeah. Wish you all the best with the EP. Is amazing.
Thank you
so. Haven't listened to Eat or In Too Deep.
Yeah.
And the show tonight too, right?
Yeah, we're having a vibe tonight.
A vibe. It's more like a jazz thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank
this
you.
Yeah, we
a bonus episode of the Relentless Diaries podcast.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be back.
Like Zoe, mama, I go
relentless.
What up, Zoe?
Relentless.
What up, Zoe?
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.